Amen.
You are resting while I was in this moment. You are high and you are lifted up. We glorify you because there is no God like our God. We praise you for who you are right in this moment. Thank you for all that you have shown us. Thank you for coming to see about us. Thank you for visiting us right now and experiencing your presence. Glory to you. Have your way in this
place.
God, we decrease. Continue to glorify because you are God Most High. It was never about us. It was always about you. Thank you, God. It was always about you.
Always.
Praise your glory. Have your way. Speak to us.
Open up our
deep places of our mind.
All right.
continuing our theme for the weekend. We're going to watch this video. First responders, they come. We're continuing our theme for this weekend. Our text for today, first responders, they come.
They come in the dead of night, on holidays and weekends, at our most desperate times, they come. They come without hesitation, without reserve, and without bias. They come to help and to heal. They come to restore and to calm. They come to serve and protect. They've seen our families and our communities at their very best and their very worst, and still they dedicate themselves to aid and assist. They come in spite of fatigue and danger to put themselves in harm's way for us, for making our community a safer and healthier place to be. We salute you, we honor you, and we say thank you.
Responders this morning that come to see about us. Come on, police. Come on, we about to murder you. First responders. But that's not the real question. The real question is, do Christians come? We're talking about first responders all weekend long, and changed women become world changers. And so let me say, other pastors don't say it, but I feel the need to say it now. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Willie Roy Favors and team. Thank you yesterday for coming to serve the women. Come on, bless God. Bless God for Willie Roy and his posse. Amen. Him and his posse came to serve the teams and serve the women on this weekend. Then, thank the women that came on Friday night. Got off of their own self job. Come on, somebody. And they came to serve, to prepare for the women on Saturday. Thank you, sisters, for showing. Come on, Julie. Thank you, Julie. Thank you for showing up Friday after clocking out one job, coming to another. So that everything would be ready and right for Saturday.
Amen.
First responders, they come.
We got a lot of noise up here today. We're going a lot of noise. We're going to play all that in just a lot of noise, because we are looking at our scripture, our text for today. And Jesus begins to have a conversation with his Lord. And he begins to ask him some questions. I like what 27 says. He said, before we begin having a dialogue, a conversation, let me tell you what the matter is. Let me tell you what the law of the matter really is. He says, look at that. The real thing is that it's the law of love. Did y'all see that?
Right.
The law of, before we begin a conversation, he said, I know you've been to school. But before we begin this conversation, I need you to talk about, let's talk about where it all began.
All right.
Loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. Let's start right there. He said, there are this law of love that's got to be written in your heart.
Yeah.
Look at this. He said, look at this. He said, you can't understand it because you got to get the A part before you can get the B part. He said, the level of love, look at that. The level of love he's talking about is beyond anything we can imagine.
All right.
That's real.
How do we teach that? Is there a class that teaches us how to love the Lord? Is that what it says? With all our heart, with all our soul. Can somebody enroll me
come
in
on,
class?
Come on.
With all of my strength and with all of my mind. I don't understand that level of love.
Okay. Come on. My Lord.
It's beyond me.
Yeah.
He said you can't find it in yourself.
Come on.
Right.
To even do the A part, let alone look at loving your neighbor as yourself. Jesus began to catch conversation. As I was studying, as I was reading, I said, Jesus, I got to look at it, because I want us to look, ask the question tomorrow, which one of us, which one do you identify with in the story?
All right.
Of the characters in the story, which one do you identify with? Verse 30, we're going to move quickly, because we had enough preaching yesterday to say, verse 30 says, a certain man, didn't even have a name, certain man, goes somewhere, goes from Jerusalem to Jericho, I think it says about 21, 22 miles, and he comes on this dangerous journey, because it was a trip, it was a road that was known to be a bloody way, it was a journey, it was a road that was known to be dangerous.
Come on.
I don't know what he was thinking. It was a road that was known for, you don't want to be caught there at night.
Right.
It was a
life was changed.
Amen.
Come on, come on.
Y'all just read that. The Bible said he was stripped, wounded, and left. Oh, God, I think there's a word in there for us. Wait a minute. He was wounded, stripped, wounded, and left. Somebody left him in a state that they weren't concerned about.
Come on, come on. Yeah,
somebody left him to his faith.
Yeah.
Somebody left him just like he was, half dead. Matter of fact, they may have thought he... Come on, somebody. They was dead.
Yeah.
So if he was half dead, he was on his way to being home. God. Here he is. He was left in a state where he could not help himself. He was left in a state where he was stuck in a spot. Which one do we identify in the story with today? Are we in a place?
My Lord.
God, look at that. Half dead. They actually probably expected him to die, Lord.
Right.
Stripped, wounded, and left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's some folk on purpose that God's going to send in your path that have experienced being stripped and wounded. Come on, help me. Wounded and left.
Yeah.
We have this thing from James at our job that says, when you've done it to the least of them, you've done it unto me. Our whole motto at our company is about the widows and the orphans. He says, that's undefiled religion. Who sees about those who are stripped and wounded and left?
Come on, come on.
Half dead.
Yeah.
Who sees about it? Look at 31, moving on quickly. 31 tells us something people came by.
Right.
And he was on the road alone,
right.
And some people came by. Yeah. Let's say if he was half dead, maybe he was a little bit conscious.
Right. Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Maybe he was a little bit conscious. Maybe he heard some footsteps and said, help is on the way.
Right. My Lord.
Maybe he got excited. I hear some movement. I hear a horse. I hear something come. Somebody's walking this way. If I can just hold on.
Yeah.
Look at 31. But look what happens. A priest. Represented the people of God.
Right.
He stood between God and man. He was the mediator.
Right.
The priest. The one that God used to take sacrifices and give on the behalf. Representing the people. The priest. The one who gave instructions in the law. The leader. Our example.
Amen. Yeah.
Come on.
Y'all see him? The Bible says he does something interesting. When he saw him. Did y'all read that?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he had cataracts. I don't know. When he saw him, I'm just saying what the Bible said.
Right.
When he saw him, he passed. Oh, no, priest, Sunday morning you were singing, pass me not, pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Come on.
And yet you see a man stripped, wounded, and left.
Yeah.
Half dead, and you pass by on the other side.
Come on, come on.
Wait a minute. I'm saying to you, priest, God has just presented an opportunity to minister.
Come on, come on.
Which one do I identify with in the story? Because God keeps presenting opportunities, and I keep passing.
Yeah, that's good.
Wait a minute. Go back to 27. Maybe my love is not deep enough.
Yeah.
All right.
We got to go back to 27. Wait a minute, Prince. Did you not even see? We know you saw him. Maybe you didn't see his potential.
Come on.
Oh, God. That's a folk in our family who we saying, you know what, I'm going to write you off.
Right.
You don't even see that potential.
I see you.
Half dead. You beyond CPR in first aid. Just ain't no. Yeah, come on, somebody.
Yeah,
don't even. Do you see his potential? What he could be?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, God. Priest, what you thinking? Did you believe that you couldn't make a difference? Maybe he's dead already. Maybe not.
All right.
Maybe you the answer to the question.
Come on.
Yeah.
Maybe you're the one God won't see you.
I see you.
Oh, praise. The pastor was all in my message a few weeks ago. Talked about spectating. Priest, he saw him. He spectated.
Yes.
He's a non-participatory observer.
Come on.
I see it, but I don't see it.
Come on.
My God, look at this. He said, wait a minute. I'm looking, but I don't want to get involved.
Well,
you what happened? You saw it. You were an eyewitness, but you were a bystander that was idle. Spectator. How often do we pass by the stripped, the wounded, the half dead? Oh, Kim said it great yesterday. She said, I was excited about this topic, by being world changers. She said, but on one hand, I had guilt. Excitement in one hand and guilt. How often do we pass by? They on the job. And so as onlookers, we are just looking and rubbernecking, and we see them about to crash, and it really don't really bother.
Come on.
My Lord. Onlookers. You know, they hold the traffic up.
Wow, man. I'm going to go get those little people called.
I shall wear a crown. I'm going to get them. I'm going to get the I shall wear a crown people. Because you ain't going to make it. You ain't going to make it.
All right.
We see what the man has done. Come on, Prelegates. Come on. Somebody call. I got Prelegates on speed dial. Somebody call Prelegates. And guess what? Probably didn't wait till Prelegates got there. Said Prelegates, he on this road.
Yes.
All right. All right.
There's some work for y'all to do.
Come on.
Bring your crown. Cut off your lights. Say good night.
All
right.
The issue right here is not the. We clearly see the presence of darkness.
Right.
The man was in a dark place. That's yes. not the question.
Yes.
The question is the absence of light.
Right. Amen.
The absence of light. The darkness was present.
Yes.
But there was an absence
of light.
Of light. And two instruments came by. Got the left side covered.
Yes.
Got the right side covered.
Uh-huh.
And the man is still in the condition in which they saw.
That's
come on,
right.
come on.
That's right.
Let's keep going. Let's keep on. Look at verse 33. But a certain Samaritan, something happened. Mm-hmm. Something strange happened right there, Maya.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Wait a minute. He comes to the scene and he does something strange. Came where the man was, saw him, had compassion. You would have thought he was first.
Uh-huh.
He don't know who came.
Right.
He don't know who came before him.
Right.
But it was irrelevant.
Right.
He doesn't say they didn't stop. They
right.
didn't do.
Right.
No, no.
Right.
He doesn't
right.
even know the story.
Right.
All he know is I am first on the scene.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I am a first responder. I said to y'all the other day. I said the other day when I got ready to get gathered in the school and we met the registrar lady and everything. And she said, she was going to strike. Because I said, you know this is a public school, right? You do know this is a public school. You do know this is a charter school. You do know that, right? Because on her wall, she got stuff like, I can do all things through Christ.
Yeah.
Right. And she got Jesus on this side and Jesus on this side.
Uh-huh.
I said, you do know this is a public school, Miss Ben. She said, yeah, baby. But when they hired me, they know who they
That's
were.
Right. Right.
When they hired me, I didn't deny that I was a believer, that I was a Christian.
Yeah.
So she said, I tell you what, Gabriella, it's your first year, baby. If it gets a little rocky, it gets a little shaky, you want Miss Beth to pray, come on down to my office, baby, and
yeah.
we can pray.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Miss Beth. You in a public school, baby. You in a charter school. She said, but when they hired me, they knew they were getting
yeah.
themselves into.
Yeah.
Come on, Beth.
Yeah.
Right. Beth, I'm a first responder.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't never clock out.
Right.
Come on now.
They knew when they hired me when I signed the offer letter.
Right.
They knew they had trouble on their hands.
Right.
Matter of fact, the devil knew he had trouble on his hands. Because when these children, when I enrolled every ninth grader,
right.
I prayed
right.
over every right. ninth grader that I enrolled.
Yeah.
Look at 33. He said, he was first to, we just saw, responded, he was first to arrive at the scene.
Yeah.
That's what first responders do.
Yeah.
Who's going to go? Who's going to do it? Who's going to give it? No, me.
Come on.
Isaiah, who shall I send? He said, come on, go ahead, send me. Here am I.
Yeah.
Now look, well, you got time? Do you got time? Who's going to go? Now we don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
First to arrive on the scene. That's what first responders do. Keep reading. What else? They are responsible for going immediately to the scene, not just to show up, but to provide assistance.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's one thing to just respond and just be on the scene.
Amen.
It's another thing to not be able to provide assistance.
Yeah.
I said the other day, I think on Thursday night, just because you are anointed don't mean you don't need training.
That's right.
Right. Come on.
That's
right. Just because you know the Bible and been to school doesn't mean you don't have to come on Wednesday night.
Right.
Come on.
That means you have to come on Sunday morning.
Right.
You still need to be trained in how to be a better first responder.
You're right.
That's what we mean. I remember God told me a long time ago. I said, hey, you want to come to church Wednesday night? You coming to church Wednesday night? He said, oh, no, I know the Bible.
Right.
Well, I didn't really ask him to know the Bible. I was just
right.
saying.
Right.
Because we still being equipped and we still being trained.
Yeah.
And we still being developed so we can be better than time. I'm just trying to figure out. He said, I already know the Bible. I'm going to be there Wednesday.
Come on.
Oh, God. Look at this. Look at 33. Something happened to this guy. Something different about this guy. Wait a minute. The Bible said he had compassion. Wait a minute. His heart.
the end of the equation. Did y'all see that? And bring somebody's heart into the equation, guess what? It equals hope.
Yeah.
The one who has been stripped and wounded and left, if your heart gets in the equation, the person has hope. So guess what? Even if he was half dead and he heard the man get off of his beast and begin to minister to him, guess what? He gave him a second wind.
Well.
Have you ever had to give somebody a second wind?
Amen.
Life had stripped them. They were wounded. Gone through some marriage issues and personal issues and job issues. Yeah. And I almost said another kind of issue. Folk issues from another, you know, from cultures.
Yeah.
Issues. And here it is, this man, he messed up and let his heart get in the equation. You got to be careful. You got to guard that heart now. You mess around and start loving people. You mess around and start loving on people and binding up their wounds and praying with them.
Yeah.
Praying over them, you know, like stuff happened like on yesterday when folk came in here that was broken and bruised and they told nobody and they were suffering in silence. And something like Maya Carter said, something like, hook up with another sister and pray. And sister start crying and praying and laying out. Stuff started happening. Healing started happening. Breakthrough started happening. Because why? Somebody cared enough to put their heart in the equation.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Come on now. Come on.
Amen.
Some sisters came hopeless, but they left with some hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
The people that even came to even receive the gifts, they didn't even come to speak.
Yeah,
they came
right.
to get the gifts.
Right.
They didn't come to get, they just came to receive and say thank you. But even them,
yeah.
God had a word for them.
Come on. Come on.
He'll meet you in your strictness,
right.
in your woundedness, and come on, somebody.
Go ahead, then.
Yeah.
Look at this. I love this guy because he was a perfect first responder. Look at him. He assesses the man's condition. Come on, Julie. He assesses the man's condition. Y'all know what's that learning class? ABC.
Right.
Check his airway.
Come on,
say food. Check his breathing. Come on, Rita. Check his circuit. ABC. You have to assess the personal situation.
Yeah.
What you don't want to do is cause further harm.
Yeah. Right. I see. Yeah.
God, because we are what? Well, I think Pastor Ron said yesterday, my God, we want to affect change, not infect people.
Right.
We don't want to infect folks. We want to affect.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He assesses the situation. Julian got a little class with his every, and guess what? Then you have to be competent, right, Amber?
Yes.
To deliver basic what? First aid.
Yeah.
He had his all. I should have my job this morning. Got my job. He had his all and his wine. He was competent to minister aid and render aid to the man. Don't show up if you can't deliver basic first aid. That's why it's important Wednesday night, Sunday morning. Because you got to learn more than one scripture. You got to know how to strengthen your prayer life where it can be more fruitful.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on now.
We competent to deliver basic first aid. Wait a minute. Then you have to go to training so you know how to respond.
Yes.
The pastor been preaching for years and he's wearing us out with discipleship.
Yes.
You living life on life.
Yes.
You got to know how to minister and care and nurture and aid and teach people the word and teach them discipleship. What is a man's DNA?
Amen.
Come on.
Making disciples.
Yeah.
Amen.
Who make disciples?
Yeah.
Who make disciples?
Yeah.
That's what we do. We come.
Come on.
Until we what? Make a difference.
Yeah.
I just want to remind us, if you're going out, what is our DNA?
Yes.
We don't own look. We don't pass by.
Right.
We
right.
come.
Right.
Look at this. She said, wait a minute. This guy. He ministers pretty much words of life to this man.
Yeah.
He's half dead. He pretty much ministers life.
Yeah.
He is life. He is an defibrillator. Was that the defibrillator? He's an God. He brings him back to life.
Yeah.
He gives him a second wind. He gives him hope.
Amen.
When God offers an opportunity.
Amen.
Oh, how often do we miss it?
Right.
Yeah.
In the schools, children.
Right.
It's not just for the grown up. You have some 16-year-olds, some 12-year-old
assignments.
Amen.
Oh, look at that. And then I love this. He puts him,
situation. We get those calls, Vicky, sometimes when she walks in the door and she said, I'm tired of him beating on me. I'm tired of my children being in danger. I'm tired. And guess what? We have to respond and get ready to remove and transport her to safety.
I see.
Amen.
We cannot say, get on 84. Take a left. Go, I think we said, which way is way to go? Make a right. Go all the way down. She will not get there and receive help. We may have to get her in the car.
Come
that's
on.
What first responders amen.
Do. We are first on the scene for a reason. Amen. Why do you think God brought her to your job?
Amen.
Why did God bring her to your church?
Amen.
Why did God put her in the same cashier line that you in the store?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's real.
I shared yesterday that we had a lady that does security. And I said, I'm going to give you something. We're going to bless you with something. And it wasn't us, but it was the other company that's going to bless her with something. And the company never did bless her. And sometimes it just hit my mind. Hold up. Just hit my mind. And I called her and said, hey, Sergeant. I said, hey, we want to bless you. How can we bless you today? I'm all upbeat. I'm excited. How can we bless you today? You know, we're supposed to bless you with something.
Right.
You did an awesome job. You patrol the cars.
Right.
Keep all the cars safe. Want to say thank you. How can we bless you? And she's sniffing. I said, okay. What's going on? And she said, well, the way that you can bless us today, the way you can bless us is, that's probably the best way you can bless us is, and she kind of keeps, playing little words, and probably the best way you can bless us is, baby, I'm raising the grandkids, and maybe the best way you can bless us is, can you just give us some food?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Didn't see it coming, Carter. Because I thought she was going to say a gift, Carter.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I thought she was going to say something else. Eloquent, nice, elaborate, something special.
She says, I want some food.
All right.
I'm raising my grandchildren.
Yes.
And so I called my assistant and I said, we have to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Go and do
likewise.
Right. Come on. The problem with the third guy is that he let his heart get in the equation.
Right.
And the person became the object of his mercy.
Yes.
Because
that sounds
like somebody we know.
Yes.
The person became the object of his mercy.
Yes.
We get in our car. I said, where are you? She's a little guy in the car. And we go on over there. She said, I'm behind the store. Why are you behind the store?
She's embarrassed to receive.
Amen.
So we go behind the sword. I'm saying, hey, Sergeant, I'm just happy and upbeat. Because it's important as a first responder that we give them dignity.
Right, yeah,
yeah.
So I talk down, I talk up to her. Amen. I say, hey, Sergeant, good to see you. You're looking good. Your skin looking all pretty. Just talking up to her. Not even recognize that I'm saying, pop the trunk.
And pop the trunk, and we just putting food in there.
Yeah.
And we just kept putting food in there. And we just kept putting food in
there.
Now, what we did was we wise, because we don't often go serve those kind of clients alone.
Come on.
Amen.
Scripture said, be wise as a serpent
and
harmless as a dove. So guess what? We don't know her that well, but we know she needs food. So as first responders, we go together using wisdom so that we come back.
Yeah.
That's good.
We don't know that. But guess what? First responders put themselves in harm's way all the time. Look at this. Here it is. I said, wait a minute, man. This is not just mercy. This is life-saving mercy.
You're right. Come on. Come on.
Compassion. How far are we willing to go? Life-saving. That's real talk.
Yeah.
How far are we willing to go? Life-saving mercy.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
How far are we willing to go?
Amen.
There are some commitments. Write this down. Think about it later. There's some commitments, and we're done, of world changes. There's some commitments that they have. One thing they do is they see the potential of the person.
Right.
See the potential. You see their life is not over. You see they can turn it around.
That's right.
You see God can still do it.
That's right.
You see also what they don't see.
That's
why God's assigned you to them to help them. Come on, somebody.
All right.
I think Ron will sing a song and say, what's that song go right?
what you see in me. It's not what God sees. God sees something totally different than what we see. So that's why we have to pray, God, give me your eyes so I can see them the way you see them. And give me your heart so I can love them the way you love them. Says, y'all, we're going to write her off. No! See the potential.
Yeah.
When your world changes, you're committed to seeing the potential.
That's right.
What else are you committed to? Committed to willing. You're willing to invest in the lives of others.
Come on.
Money, time, resources, gifts. I'm willing to invest in another's life.
Hallelujah.
If I'm a world changer.
Hallelujah.
I slow down. I take the time. So the cash on down. Yesterday. And then there were some things that we just connected. And so there were some things I needed to talk to her and pray for her about that was uncomfortable because people were looking.
Right.
But because I'm a first responder, I had to go ahead and go with it.
Right.
And only to find out that it was life.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. That's right.
Committed to investing in another's life.
Yeah.
What else? We believe we can make a difference.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
When I saw some of our sisters going through some stuff here at this here church, I said, my God, I'd go back to the best DNA.
Yeah, right.
I'd go back to the best DNA.
Right.
Why do we wake up in the morning? Why is his breath in our lungs?
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Believe that we can make a difference. And then we strive to change things.
Amen.
We don't also go along just to get along.
Right.
We say things need to be changed. We'll strive to change things. Robert, she brought up yesterday. She almost forgot to have remind that the brother, she said, came out and helped that Compassion Ministries.
Mm.
She said she didn't have the money, get nobody to do it.
Right.
She didn't have no volunteers. But when she called us and the women were coming, she said, do you have any guys? I said, yeah, we got some men.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got some men at this church, baby. That's what we do. We respond.
Amen. Amen.
And we came and we told them in. And they didn't give us another word. They said, what time are we leaving? What time we got to be up to the church? Carter said, I got my tools. Then Ross said, I got some stuff too. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
They started grabbing all the equipment and getting ready to go to Waco. I didn't ask them what they had to do. If you got to go do something, you're working today. They said, what Saturday is it? We will be there.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
They showed up.
Praise God.
Even the pastor greater than.
Amen.
Even the pastor greater than. He'll always do his part. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
That's one thing about it. Robert will always do his part.
Amen.
Carter will always do his part.
Amen.
That's what God requires. Just do your part.
Come on.
Come on now. Come on. Come on.
Why are we world changers? Why do we show up? Why are we first responders? Right. Because he showed up for me.
Right.
He responded to my cry.
Right.
What's that song you sang, Carlos? I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan.
Yeah.
As long as I live and trouble around, I'm going to raise him to his throne.
Yeah.
He showed up for me.
Yeah. Come on. Come on.
He placed himself in the ditch. Mm-hmm. Wonder how it would feel if nobody stopped to see about it.
Right.
Uh-huh. I see.
Amen. He switched places.
Amen.
My God. Did y'all see that?
Yes.
That's what world changers do. They love deeply.
Amen.
My God. My
Yeah, I see.
Love deeply. Look at that. But they've allowed the Lord to invade.
Amen.
Their personal space. We're done. Yesterday I was so blessed. As we were leaving, maybe some of y'all didn't see it, some of the brothers. But Compassion Ministries and House of Refuge, they left here with stuff. There's a scripture that says he'll open up a window.
Yeah.
That'll pull you out of blessing.
Yeah.
That you want room to. We had no room to. Thank God they came in SUV.
Come on now.
We were trying to figure out how to get all of the blessings into their vehicle that all of the women here and the guest women that came out and brought. We were trying to figure out how to make it fit. We said, maybe we ought to put it in bags.
Yeah.
All right.
We were trying to figure out how to get it. They had so much. They were overwhelmed, Julie.
Thank you, God.
They were overwhelmed. That's what we do. We respond.
Thank you, God.
That's what we do. If you're a nonprofit, any kind of person's been involved, you know we have a budget.
Amen.
Mind you, we have a budget.
And
toilet paper. And toothpaste. And the older. And the basic things of life. May not mean that much to you because you got a job. May not mean that much to you because you make a lot of money. May not mean that much to you, but guess what? When the women keep coming in, the families keep coming in, the older keeps going out. Diapers keep going. Keeps going out.
Come on.
Combs and brushes keep going out.
Amen.
But guess what? They come.
Come on.
Yes.
Then I read what it said. In the dead of night they
come.
In the holidays they come.
Right.
That's why we go to the place for Christmas for the apples. In the holidays.
Yeah. Come on.
On the weekends.
Yeah.
They come.
Yeah.
Without reserve, without bias. Did y'all see the video?
Yeah.
Come. They restore. They help. They heal. Who? The first responders.
Yeah.
He said they help. They heal. They put themselves in danger. In spite of danger, in spite of fatigue.
Come on.
They got off work Friday. In spite of fatigue, they show up.
Yeah.
Then they put all the compassions out, move half a refuge out, and put another box out.
Yeah.
I said, well, that's for Judy. She said, that's for Hawkins Food Drive.
Yeah.
Because Hawkins is not here, for me, that folks are not home.
Right.
Come on.
Still got to eat for Thanksgiving. Folks still got to eat for Christmas.
Yeah.
And if Hawkins was here, and we didn't have that box out, he said, shame on God.
Yeah.
Because he loved deeply.
Yeah.
He would come and he'd say, it's October.
Yes.
Y'all better start bringing them canned
goods. Yes.
We got to get them canned goods out next month. You know Hawkins smile when that box went out yesterday.
Amen.
I said, why y'all put Hawkins' name on it? That makes me sad. But Hawkins was smiling because he said,
right.
Y'all better.
Right. Good.
I'm 95. Don't forget, I'm still the oldest. Ain't the blood. Somebody get Proverbs 19. I needed it in a couple verses written up. 19 and 17. Get NIV, NLT, ESV, all of that. Somebody get that. Proverbs 19 and 17 in Proverbs. What a legacy Brother Hawkins left us.
Amen.
Yeah.
He showed us how to.
Hallelujah.
I believe he was that third man.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I believe Hawkins was said, family, I'll be back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right, all right, all right.
Because God offered an opportunity
uh-huh.
for him to minister. And he dared not pass it
come
by.
On, come on.
Yeah,
God.
That's good.
Amen. Proverbs 19:17. Somebody read that. NIV. Or tell me what you're reading from. NIV, NL, something. We close it.
Whoever is kind, I'm reading out of NIV.
Okay.
Whoever is kind to the poor wins to the Lord.
Wait a minute. Whoever is kind to the poor does what?
Wins to the Lord.
What? Keep reading.
And he will reward them for what they have done.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Right. That's real. That's real.
Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord. How you going to lend to the Lord?
Come on. Come on.
Somebody else read another verse. Read another verse.
New King James.
New King James.
Who has pity on the poor?
Lends to the Lord. Lends to the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Come on.
He gonna lend you. You can kind to the poor. They don't have nothing to give you,
man. Right, right.
So God said, "I got you."
Right.
So what's gonna happen is you kind to the poor. You consider it the poor.
Right.
Who ain't body? Who ain't mind? Who in spirit? Right. They are poor. They can't pay you back. So I tell you what.
Yeah. Come on, come on.
It's
interesting.
Question for today, as you leave. What is the heartache
that
God has given you?
That's right.
Because this third man had a heartache.
Yeah.
His heart was aching. He couldn't find it in himself to pass by.
Come on.
What heartache has God? What burden is he waking you up at night with?
Amen.
My Lord.
What burden? What burden are you supposed to be bearing? What's waking you up? What burden has God called you to? What are you willing to carry for the kingdom? Where are you willing to come out of your comfort place and live risky? I don't know why people say they're bored and Christians say they're bored. I don't understand it. I don't understand it because every day God offers ministry.
Yeah.
Every day God offers opportunity.
Right.
So people are bored and they walk with God. I'm not sure what's missing.
Amen.
Where are you willing to move with God? All of us were created for him, by him. We were created to be here for him, to make him known in the earth. That's our job description.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to sign the offer letter.
Yeah.
One thing that God called us to do. One heartache we ought to have is we ought to be destroying hell for a living.
Yes.
All right.
We ought to be destroying hell for a living.
Come on.
I said yesterday, go by your child's school and stand outside to three or four of you women and pray over your child's school.
Yeah.
You ought to be destroying hell for a living.
Yeah. Yeah.
If your child is bound, you ought not be sleeping at night.
Amen. Yeah.
That's right.
You ought not be hungry. No, I'm going to fast because I need my child to be set free. For whom the Son set free is free indeed.
All right.
Yeah.
You got to miss some meals.
Come on now.
First responders, they come. I said yesterday, I got friends who firemen and animals and police. They tell me that when they are eating dinner, if the call comes in, it don't matter. If they have steak and baked potato, it doesn't matter. Everything becomes secondary because there's a call.
Yeah.
Little say they can be eating good food, but when they call, they're going to live.
Right.
What? We are called, he said, to respond immediately.
Yeah.
Because we know it could be a matter of life and death.
Yeah.
And we got to quickly get to where we got to get to. Because guess what? We can't count on truck 52 to show up.
Right.
But they might not show up.
Right.
We got to do our assignment.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
it's time to rise up. It's time to rise up and be warriors. I'm done. Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Amen.
If you don't wake up in the morning and get on your assignment, there will be no hope for this world without the church.
Amen.
All right.
Why they on drugs? Why they acting like that? Why they doing? Christ in us.
Amen.
The hope of glory. Why they always doing Trump? Why they? Christ in us. Are we coming? Are we responding? They say, see, Julie, stay school. I appreciate y'all. What you do? With the adults and handicapped, let me honor you. First responders,
amen.
They show up to jobs nobody else want to go to.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let me get the mic. Somebody here. Go on to jobs that nobody else wants to go to. Let me honor the first responders in this house who deal with home health patients, who deal with the handicapped, who deal with the state school, who deal with the MR. Folks that don't look like you, don't smell like you, don't act. Come on, somebody. Don't act like you. Let me honor you.
Yeah.
Because I know you show up and it's not about the paycheck.
That's right.
Yeah.
But let me warn you, Amber, a couple things. I wrote this down because I didn't want to forget. Something I do with my staff and we're closer. You've got to be careful. Because Pastor said a few weeks ago, there's only a certain amount of people sometimes in the church that's carrying a lot of the weight. Others are spectating.
Yes.
Let's be on guard that we not get compassion fatigue.
Right. That's good. That's right. Amen.
I'm teaching my staff that.
Amen.
I ain't learned it yet, but I'm teaching.
Right.
Because you can be so involved in helping and giving and pouring out until you become desensitized.
All right.
That's real.
You become tired and you get a negative attitude.
Uh-huh.
It's just compassion for people.
Yeah.
they said, strength is high among first responders, social workers, nurses, doctors, the people that deal with disasters and illnesses all the time. It will cost you.
Yeah.
Sleeplessness.
Amen.
You at home, but you're still with the patient.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on now. Come on.
That's real.
I want to share that with you. You got to watch, because over time, your compassion will begin to gradually leave over time.
Yeah.
You'll be resistant to him.
Amen.
You'll be stressed.
Amen.
You have anxiety. What's Sister Weaver the answer? Self-care.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm teaching my staff that. We've been studying, and we're trying first to go. Compassion, when you are in the role of helping and responding all the time, you go through a second traumatic experience.
That's right.
Let me say it to you a different way.
That's right.
The client's in front of you, the person in front of you, sharing their story.
Yes. That's real.
You walk with them in that, it is secondary trauma.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Discipleship.
Amen.
We're discipling people.
Amen.
And they're sharing their story.
Amen.
They're sharing their abuse.
Yeah.
They're sharing what they're going through in their marriage.
Amen.
They're sharing with that. We got to be careful that we self-care, because their stuff becomes So Pastor said, we're after being a healthy and whole church.
Can I get amen on this? Come on.
We want to be healthy in helping people, but we want to safeguard. Come on, somebody. That we come back in here and refuel. And if you're carrying that stuff, you come back to each other and say, "Woo, I can't seem to shake that." Oh, let me say it to you a different way. People call me and they said to me the other day, they say, "I know your dad is sick, but they say, how you doing?"
Y'all.
Are you okay?
All right.
The pastor there can tell you. They called me half the night last night. He's trying to leave the rehab.
Right.
People text and call me and say, "Cheryl, are you okay?"
Right.
Not first lady.
Right.
Not Mr. Williams. They said, "Sister, are you okay?"
Might
say, "CW." Who does that? Nobody but Mike. CW, you okay?
Come on.
We got to guard ourselves, because gradually the compassion over time.
Suicide rate in this county. Am I telling the truth, Julie?
because people are suffering in silence. And sometimes us first responders see it and don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't want to get involved.
That's right.
I don't want to get in her business.
Right.
And it may be a situation where it's life or death.
Amen.
So if you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
You might want to respond.
Amen.